With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Honeycombing America this Mother's Day weekend, U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says Americans he met are enthusiastic about President Trump's accomplishments so far in his second term in the White House. Johnson, a Louisiana Republican, appeared on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins during a fundraising visit to Houston, Texas.
This president accomplished more in 100 days than most presidents do in an entire tenure. They've done the calculations, and they calculated that President Trump has slowed the growth of our national debt by 92% already, just by making policy changes. A flurry of executive orders, and we're codifying those, and they're in a steady process of doing so. And we're going to continue this. Making America Great Again turns out not just to be a slogan. It's actually what we're doing, and people are excited about that.
Speaker Johnson's entire interview on this week on Capitol Hill is being broadcast today on radio stations nationwide and also on the Salem News Channel. President Trump's approval rating remains in positive territory.
As we start a new week, 51% of likely U.S. voters approve of President Trump's job performance. And according to the Rasmussen Report's daily presidential tracking poll for Friday, that includes 37% who strongly approve of the job Mr. Trump is doing. The lowest approval rating for the president was 47% on April 29th. Since that time, he's been at 50% and now 51% as of May 9th. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says approving the president's tax cut plan will be tough work, but he thinks Republicans will pull it off.
Both of the major tax writing committees are led by very competent professional people who have outstanding staffs, as Senator Crapo said today.
And Senator Talent was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. What exactly is truth? Michael Harrington has the results of a new study that asked that question.
Pontius Pilate wasn't the only one who couldn't figure that out, apparently. A new study from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University reveals that 66% of American adults either reject or doubt the existence of any absolute moral truth. The even more devastating result of the CRC poll is that 61% of people who attend Protestant churches in this country also reject or doubt the existence of absolute moral truth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Battles over boycotts of Israel playing out at the state level. So far, 38 states have passed laws or executive orders that penalize contractors or companies that refuse to do business with the Jewish state. Now, pro-Palestinian groups are organizing efforts of their own to repeal such legislation in several states. The issue first came to the fore with the establishment of the Palestinian campaign called Boycott, Divestment, and Sanctions. This is SRN News. Lisa Dwyer reports a FedEx board member has been selected to be the next Postmaster General.
David Steiner is slated to take over control of the U.S. Postal Service as the nation's 76th Postmaster General, pending his successful completion of an ethics and security clearance process. Steiner was CEO of Waste Management and serves on the FedEx Board of Directors. The Trump administration has floated the idea of privatizing the nearly 250-year-old Postal Service amid chronic financial challenges. Postal unions have protested any potential privatization. They also expressed concern over Steiner's potential conflict of interest. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Hawaii's Attorney General's Office says pharmaceutical companies have agreed to pay the state $700 million to settle its lawsuit over the efficacy and safety of the blood thinner Plavix. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.